Local and state officials gathered at the Renee C. Davison Courthouse in Oakland to promote the Utility Accountability and Wildfire Prevention Act of 2020, AB 2356. The legislation would allow local jurisdictions to file civil claims against public utilities that fail to follow regulations to reduce the threat of wildfires, like trimming of trees, clearing vegetation, and proper maintenance of power lines. It would be up to district attorneys to enforce the prosecution with stiff punishments, according to Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley.
If it is determined that a utility company is not following safety regulations or are cutting corners in other ways that endanger the citizens of our state, the Attorney General or the local DAs, including myself, can go to the court to force the utility companies to do their job. Those utilities may be liable for up to $100,000 per day for each violation that occurs.
O'Malley says that past regulations were put in place after major wildfires had already happened, but the new bill would prevent catastrophes altogether. Bay Area Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer Cahen, who represents Orinda, San Ramon, and Livermore, says the bill is long overdue.
We had, you know, numerous wildfires just this year resulting from PG&E, and that is not to mention the San Bruno incident, plus Paradise losing its entire community. I mean, this is a huge problem that we need to address.
Bauer Cahen says that 4 of the 5 wildfires in California's history happened in the past 7 years. Before AB 2356 was announced, the only group enforcing California utility regulations was the Public Utility Commission, PUC, but the new bill would allow other authorities to hold PG&E accountable. Senator Jerry Hill, who represents the South Bay, explains.
This will allow the district attorneys in California, as well as the attorney general, to take action against PG&E or other utilities when they act negligently or do not follow the regulations as they're prescribed to, or if they act illegally.
Lawmakers say the bill may get its first hearing by September. I'm Daniel Witte, reporting for KPFA.